Case 142. At 9:35 p.m., just 3 weeks ago last Saturday, Dr. Fry's beautiful blonde assistant turned to him and said, "Doctor, take a peek through the crack in the office door. That man's here again." Dr. Fry, the well-known, well-paid psychoanalyst, took a look through the crack in the office door, and sure enough, there was Case 142 standing in the outer office. Case 142 had been bringing his dreams to Dr. Fry for the past 6 months. And the doctor could see by the smirk on his face that today he had a Lulu. "Come in, Case 142. Come on in, come on in. Now, Mr. Albert Flum," because that's exactly who it was, sprang into the inner office. And a Murphy bed sprang out to catch him. He was a little man, a good half a bed shorter than the doctor. But at times he had the most colossal dreams. "Dr. Fry," he said almost at once. He was paying by the hour and didn't want to waste a minute. "I had another one of those dreams again last night. Stop me if you've heard it. But last night, doctor, last night I dreamed I was a great big turtle. A turtle!" "Good for you, Flum, land or sea." Mr. Flum thought about this for a minute. And then he said, "It couldn't have been sea, doctor, because I had on my pajamas. Oh, I'm terribly worried." "What is to be worried about, Flum, as long as you can get the fins in the sleeve?" "But, doctor, I've been dreaming of a turtle now for 3 weeks. What does it mean?" Now, Case 142 always made the doctor secretly peevish. He said, "Look here, Flum. You've only been coming here for the past 6 months. What sort of dreams do you expect? You can't be the king of beasts in one treatment. You're a rank inflationist. What's wrong about dreaming you're a turtle? You're too damn ambitious." "But Dr. Fry, last night I dreamed I was such an old turtle, I couldn't even get my head out of my shell. It's making me hard of hearing. Worse still, my wife is beginning to hate me. Last night when she handed me my sleeping pill, she said, 'Go ahead, be a turtle, see if I can.' Oh, she hates me, she hates me, she hates me." "Think nothing of it, Flum. All wives go through that phase of hating their husbands. It only lasts a lifetime. Cheer up, that'll be $100. Miss Brown, bring in the next patient." Now, Mr. Flum was like a little flea. I thought you could flick him off just like that, but he wouldn't flick. Instead, he grabbed Dr. Fry's coat lapel in one hand, and with the other, he waved a fistful of folding money in his face. "Dr. Fry, this is all yours if you can cure me and fix it up with my wife." Dr. Fry took one look at the folding money in Mr. Flum's hand, and right away he had the biggest inspiration he'd had since he broke the Freud school. The doctor was a very, very clever man, and could have been a dentist if he'd studied just a little longer. He took his coat lapel away from Mr. Flum, opened the little drawer in the desk that nobody knew was there, took out a little box. And out of the box, he took a little pill. "Mr. Flum, I want you to slip this little pill to your wife tonight at bedtime, and we shall see what we shall see." "Thank you, doctor. Thank you." Mr. Flum crawled out. The Murphy bed jumped back in the wall, and Dr. Fry pounced on the next patient. That night, Mr. Flum could hardly wait to see what was going to happen. He had four more nightcaps than usual. He was so excited. He slipped Dr. Fry's little pill and a pint of rum his wife took every night at midnight for medical reasons. Mrs. Flum, who was getting bigger than was altogether necessary, turned to him with her usual crack. I suppose you're going to be a turtle again tonight, you big liar. We'll see if I care. The lights went out. In no time at all, Mr. Flum was right back in his shell, being case 142. When suddenly, towards morning, he heard the strangest sounds. He snapped on the lights. And there on the pillow next to him where his wife had been was the biggest turtle he'd ever seen, wearing his wife's blue denim nightgown with the Irish crochet. And looking in his wife's imitation tortoiseshell mirror, Mr. Flum pulled himself together and said, "Honey, you look as though you hadn't slept a wink." He always tried to say the right thing, no matter how mad it made people.
"Is that damn hormone cream?" said the voice of the turtle.
"It's supposed to rejuvenate me, but it's put me back 2 million years. Oh, well, but don't say I look like a turtle, because I do." "You look more like my dream every minute," said Mr. Flum. And for a few minutes, they were perfectly happy. When suddenly Mr. Flum realized, to his horror, he was dreaming he was a man. Dr. Fry's little pill had screwed up the works. Which was more than you could say for Mr. Flum. Because woman or turtle, Mrs. Flum would always be too damn hard a shell to crack.